Now remember, Mike, the idea simply is a matter of business to ascertain if it is possible to put the mechanical doll that you have made upon the market.
Well, well.
Now, as I understand it, you want me to form myself into sort of a syndicate to furnish the money to put the doll before the public.
This is conclusiveness. But where is all this money that I hear so much about and see me miss?
Now, don't worry. The money is right here in the syndicate's pocket.
Ah, that's the trouble. The money is in your pocket, but I've got to get it in the next.
The next. Now, here is a disagreement paper. The contract.
Uh-huh. I see that you are a businessman.
Oh, yes. Now, before I read this contract to you, I want to tell you that I am the party of the first part, and you are the party of the second part. You see, you are lower than I am.
Please let us do business without speaking about my family.
As you wish it. Now, I won't read the commencing of this contract to you, because there are a few things that I want to write in there after you sign your name to it. So we will begin here in clause 14.
Uh-huh.
It says, it is hereby misunderstood and mutual decree that if the doll is as I don't want it, that is to say, the money is not coming in as I would like to have it, then the party of the first part has got the right to send back the doll to the party of the second part. And the party of the second part hereby swears and agrees to buy back the doll for any amount of money that may be asked for it by the party of the first part.
Is that so?
Yes.
Say, how much do I owe you?
How much have you got?
That's a personality. Say, will you please permit me to read this contract while I still have my life left?
Sure, if you don't eat it.
Well, there you claim in the clause that I buy myself over and give to the required satisfaction to all that is concerned. You know, to me that sounds perfectly legitimate, Miss. Legitimate, Miss.
All right, I believe you.
But in the second clause, that is the ticklishness.
Well?
I cannot, in justice to myself, sign that article whereby it says, if the doll does not come up to the required expectations, why hold me responsible for the money what is not an expectancy? You can't do it. You know that can't be this.
Well, then scratch it out. Scratch it out.
Scratch out the dividend of the percentages. You see, I got to get 60% of the grocery receipt.
The what? The what?
The forthcoming money, the grocery receipt.
Permit me to tell you that you are not in your grocery store now. What you want to say is that I get 60% of the receipt, and you get 60% of the receipt. And whatever is left, we divide between us.
Well, all I want is what I call simply equitable.
Ask for it, that is all.
Well, what I like to know is, if we take the doll over to Paris, who's going to furnish the transportation?
Why, that's easy. We will divide it.
Transportation divided?
Sure.
How divided?
You see, you furnish the ship, and I'll furnish the ocean.